This is Fresh Air, a talk with writer Richard Ford later in the show. Many of the musicians who were in drummer Art Blakey's band in the 1980s are now well known to jazz fans. They include Wynton and Branford Marsalis, saxophonist Bobby Watson, and trumpeter Philip Harper of the band the Harper Brothers. Jazz critic Evan Whitehead has a review of a new album by a musician he says was one of Blakey's most talented alumni of the 80s, but who hasn't yet achieved the audience Kevin says he deserves.
Even a lot of hardcore jazz fans don't know about pianist Donald Brown, but musicians know who he is because his writing is so good. His tunes have been recorded by leaders like Wynton Marsalis, Donald Byrd, Renee Rosnes, and Ralph Peterson. The title of Brown's new album for the Muse label, Sources of Inspiration, refers to some people in his life, but it might also refer to the effect his pieces have on folks who play them. More than one jazz composer has complained that when musicians improvise on a tune, they usually throw out the melody and just concentrate on the chords. But Brown's compositions have such striking features, musicians have to pay attention. Take his tune Phineas, an elegy for the late pianist Phineas Newborn. Brown starts it by repeating one chord over and over, a chord that lingers in your mind after the melody moves on. You keep expecting it to come back in even when it doesn't. That repeated chord works as a signpost during the improvising. It keeps bringing you back to the feel of the melody. You can hear how that works on Eddie Henderson's trumpet solo. Some of Brown's melodies are so shapely, you couldn't get them out of your head if you tried. The best example on his new album is called Cape Town Ambush. Donald Brown is an inventive arranger, too. On Cape Town Ambush, he capitalizes on the resemblance between the two horns in his quintet. He has trumpeter Eddie Henderson and soprano saxophonist Gary Bartz improvise together. Doubled up, they sound like more than just two horns. We'll be right back. The drummer there is Carl Allen, and Buster Williams plays bass. There's one standard tune on Donald Brown's album, George Gershwin's Embraceable You. Brown doesn't so much arrange it as he does recompose it. Without erasing the original melody, he turns it into something different. Donald Brown is such a savvy writer and bandleader, it's odd that after a decade on the scene, he's made only two albums. The other one, which is just as good as this one, is Early Bird on the Sunnyside label. Donald Brown may be largely unknown now, but if he keeps making records this good, he's going to be tough to ignore much longer.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Donald Brown's new album, Sources of Inspiration, on the Muse label. This is Fresh Air.